Hello, this is Al Jansen, executive producer of Adventures in Odyssey, with a word for parents. If you and your children have listened to Adventures in Odyssey for a while, you know that we're constantly trying new ways to illustrate biblical principles. The episode you're about to hear deals with the struggle for a young girl's soul. While done in an entertaining and fantastic way, some parts may be too intense for younger children. If your parents are not in the room, please go get them now and have them listen with you.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whitaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
His face! It's changing!
No, no, it can't be. Who is he?
Evil man, a very evil man.
Fire!
Connie! Ah!
Connie! Aubrey!
Whit! Get us out of here now!
I know, I feel that way every time I come into the Imagination Station.
But I mean, it feels like we're really here. Really about to hear Lincoln deliver the Gettysburg Address.
I know.
Thanks for bringing me. It's good to get away from the Timothy Center for a while.
Yeah, and it's good to come back to my old stomping grounds at Wits End, too.
Oh, here comes Lincoln.
77 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, and dedicated to the proposition that all men must be made to serve me.
Connie, that's not the way the speech goes.
Something must be wrong with the program.
How right you are, Miss Kendall.
You know me?
Certainly. But of course, you wouldn't recognize me in this form. Let me take on a form you do recognize.
Connie! His face! It's stretching! It's changing! No! No, it can't be!
Oh, but it is, Miss Kendall.
Connie? Who is that? It's...
That's right. It is I, Dr. Regis Blagger.
Doctor who?
Regis Blackard.
That's right. I'm back. And I'm not happy.
But who is he?
An evil man. A very evil man.
Oh, come now. That's a bit harsh, don't you think?
No. How did you get here?
That's for Whitaker and the intrepid Eugene to figure out.
What do you want?
All in good time, Connie. Meanwhile, let's have a blast, shall we? General, you may commence.
Thank you, Mr. President. Fire!
Connie!
Ah! Computer and program! Able, end the program! It's not working!
Whit, Eugene, stop the program! Get us out of here!
Aubrey, let's find cover! This way!
Right behind you!
Ah!
Ooh, that was a nasty one. Are you all right?
I think so. Wait a minute. What do you care? Told them to start bombing us.
I didn't mean you, my dear. Let me help you up.
Thanks.
Now you stay close to me and you'll be safe.
Why are you doing this?
I'm simply trying to protect myself. Believe me, Aubrey, it isn't I who am trying to destroy them, but they who are trying to destroy me.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. But mark my words, that's the first thing they'll try to do.
Leave her alone, Blackard.
I wasn't bothering her in the least, was I, Aubrey?
No, he helped me up.
Well, get away from him. Now!
Okay, okay.
Come back when you want to know the truth, Aubrey.
Now! Let's go! Move!
Run, chickens. Run!
This way!
you all right?
I think so. Just let us out of here.
The station's alarm went off, so we knew something was amiss.
What happened?
I'll tell you what happened. Blackguard was in there.
What?
More cocoa, Aubrey?
No, thanks, Mr. Whittaker.
The only conceivable explanation is that Dr. Blackguard planted a virus in the Imagination Station when he took over Wits End.
Obviously, Eugene, but it didn't seem like a virus to me.
Hmm?
He knew who I was, called me by name and talked to me. And he mentioned you and Wit by name, too.
And when he heard my name, he started talking directly to me, too. It was creepy.
Well, maybe this isn't a virus. It sounds like it's a program with a learning matrix attached.
Well, whatever it is, having Blackguard back can't be good.
Just who is Blackguard anyway?
Was.
Indeed. Dr. Regis Blackguard and his minions wreaked havoc on Odyssey for several years, starting with the attempted theft of an advanced computer program from Mr. Whittaker.
He was responsible for burning down Tom's barn in the process.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Then we ran into him again when he tried to steal a top-secret government computer in Chicago. He didn't succeed, but he did get away.
Only to turn up here later where, through nefarious means, he not only took over this very building, but very nearly the entire town.
But he didn't succeed that time either. Instead, he got caught up in an underground explosion of his own making.
Resulting in his death, or at least his physical death. It seems he's living on in cyberspace.
No, he's not alive, Eugene. He is just a program. One that we're going to take care of right now. Eugene, I want you to start working on a way to isolate the program so that we can get rid of it.
Right away, Mr. Whittaker.
Connie, why don't you take Aubrey home?
Yeah, I think it's about time anyway.
You're going to destroy the Blackguard program?
Yes.
Oh.
You sound disappointed.
No, it's just that that's exactly what he said you'd do.
Well, it's really the only choice we have, Aubrey.
I know.
Speaking of which, Connie, I want you to put an out-of-order sign on the Imagination Station. I don't want anyone going in there until we get this thing resolved.
That won't be a problem. Everyone's already gone home.
Well, put a sign on it anyway.
Okay, I will. Come on, Aubrey, let's go find a poster board and some magic markers. Aubrey?
Hmm?
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking.
Believe me, destroying that program is definitely for the best.
If you say so. He just didn't seem all that bad to me.
He was lobbing cannonballs at us.
He said he was just trying to protect himself from being destroyed. I'd do the same thing, wouldn't you?
Okay. First of all, he's not real. Second, he's twisting the truth, something he's great at. We've dealt with him before, Aubrey. You're going to have to trust us. We're doing the right thing.
Okay, okay.
Good. I think there's some poster board up in the Bible room.
Excuse me. I got a delivery of fruit for Wits End.
Oh, yeah. We take deliveries around the back. And I'll have to show you where to put it.
It's okay, Connie. I'll make this sign and put it on the Imagination Station.
Are you sure?
Of course. I'm all right, Connie. I'll meet you back down here.
Okay.
Miss... That fruit ain't getting any fresher.
Oh, right. This way.
I wish I could have found something besides crayons to do the lettering. This'll do. Well, so long, Dr. Blackguard. Whoa! I just touched the door handle. Why did it still lock?
Because I wanted it to.
Dr. Blackguard?
Yes, Aubrey. You came back.
Just to put an out-of-order sign on the Imagination Station.
But as you can see, it's not out of order. It's working perfectly. So, there can only be one reason why they would want you to put up such a sign. I was correct, wasn't I? They want to destroy me.
Maybe.
Lying doesn't become you, Aubrey.
Yes. They want to destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's for the best.
And what do you think?
I don't know what to think.
Then come with me.
Where? In the Imagination Station?
Yes. Come, and as I promised, I will tell you the truth. And show you wonders that you cannot possibly begin to imagine.
I don't know.
Your future awaits, Aubrey. You can't turn down your destiny.
I don't believe in destiny. I think your future is what you make it.
Smart girl. So why not make yours a great one? I can help do that for you.
How? You're just a computer program.
Aha, but I'm a program that knows the truth. What is that saying? The truth shall set you free? I want to set you free, Aubrey.
I really shouldn't.
Oh, what are you afraid of? You said yourself I'm just a computer program, right?
Yeah.
Then there's nothing to fear, is there?
No. No, there isn't.
Then come. Take your first step into a bigger world. That's it. Good. Welcome, Aubrey. Welcome to your new life. I knew you'd come to me, Aubrey. You're a girl of rare courage.
I'm just curious, that's all.
Translation, you don't trust me.
Well, why should I? After all, you don't have the greatest reputation.
And just where did you hear about my so-called reputation?
Well, from Mr. Whittaker and Eugene and Connie.
Of course. But shouldn't you consider the source? They've never liked me. In fact, they've always hated me. They've treated me badly ever since I first came to town.
They have.
On my honor. Now, don't you think it's wrong for believing them without even hearing my point of view?
I'm here, aren't I? Will you tell me your point of view? Truthfully?
I'll answer any question you put to me truthfully.
Did you burn down Mr. Riley's barn?
Absolutely not. A thug named Richard Maxwell did that. And afterwards, he burnt down my business, Blackguard's Castle, as well. A business, I might add, that was direct competition for Wits End. It was only due to my diligence that Maxwell was caught and sent to prison for his crimes.
Did you try to steal a top-secret government computer in Chicago?
Oh, how absurd! I was working for the government at the time, trying to get the computer back. It was Whittaker who was under suspicion.
Did you take over Wits End?
Is that what they told you? Aubrey, I acquired Wits End legally. It's all a matter of public record. You can look it up if you like.
And Odyssey?
I only wanted what is best for the town, same as Whittaker.
You didn't try to take it over?
I ran for mayor. People wanted to vote for me. If that is a crime, then I am guilty.
And that's it?
That's it.
Then why did they all say those things about you?
Jealousy. They've never understood me around here. In fact, I've never been understood most places I've been. And I'll wager you haven't either.
What do you know about me?
More than you might think. Let me guess. Your parents want you to behave a certain way and believe certain things whether you want to or not, correct?
Maybe.
And you want to get out on your own, experience new things. You are a philosopher, a poet, a soul unbound.
A soul unbound. Yes, I like that.
You see? I do know something about you. Because I am like you, Aubrey. My soul, too, is unbound. We are like kindred spirits.
That's from Anne of Green Gables. It's one of my favorites.
Really? Mine, too? Oh, we have so much in common. Oh, Aubrey. Ours can be one of the truly great friendships of all time. Of one mind, one heart, like one person. Would you like that?
Well, sure. Who wouldn't want a friendship like that?
And I can do so much more for you too, Aubrey. If you'll trust me, I will give you the world.
The world? How? No offense, but you're just a computer program. Wouldn't Eugene can erase you easy as pie?
Still skeptical. Well, that's only natural. Like so many non-believers, you require a demonstration of my power. Very well, then, a demonstration you shall have. Soon enough.
I think I found the virus, Mr. Whittaker.
Ah, good, Eugene. I want to get rid of the virus without destroying the program, if possible. We put a lot of work into it.
Yes, sir. I'm ready to proceed.
Go ahead.
Mabel, display Gettysburg Address Program.
Working. Gettysburg Address Program displayed.
Run antivirus program Meltzner 1, and once Blackguard virus is located, delete it from the system.
Working. Meltzner 1, running. Virus located. Deleting virus from system.
Thank you, Mabel.
What's going on?
Your demonstration.
What are those?
Grinding machines. Whit is trying to get rid of me. You see what kind of a person he is. All he can think of is destroy, destroy, destroy. Fortunately, I'm prepared for him. Computer, control panel.
What are you doing?
Short-circuiting their plans. Computer, electric charge.
What in the world?
What's the matter, Eugene?
A strange power surge. Mabel, status.
Virus is 20% eradicated.
Mabel? Mabel, please respond.
Mabel, this is John Avery Whittaker. Delete Blackguard virus.
Nothing.
We'll try the keyboard.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, Mr. Whittaker. I can't seem to isolate the virus.
All right, Eugene. I didn't want to do this, but go ahead and delete the Gettysburg program.
As you wish.
What now?
Demolition machines. They're trying to destroy the whole program this time. You fools! Didn't you think I'd be prepared for that? Control panel, fire missile.
Quit? What do you mean it's quit?
Just that, Mr. Whittaker. The delete function is stopped.
Well, we'll start it back up again.
I'm trying.
Not working, is it, Whittaker? You won't get rid of me that way.
I can't believe he's so destructive.
It's very upsetting, I know. Especially when all I want is for you to see the wonders of the world.
That's the second time you've said something like that. What do you mean?
Computer, vortex portal.
That's beautiful. What is it?
I call it the vortex of time. Through it, you can experience the riches of history and the kingdoms of the earth.
Really? How?
Simply give it a command. Someplace you've always wanted to see.
Vortex, show me... New Year's Eve at Times Square.
Voila!
This is unbelievable. Can I go inside?
Yes. But not just yet. I need you to stay here just a few moments longer.
If only everyone at Wits' End could see me now.
Oh, they will. They will.
I'm sorry, Mr. Whittaker, it's no use. The Blackguard virus is unusually clever. Huh. Whenever it gets destroyed in one place, it simply pops up somewhere else.
So it's throughout the entire system?
Indeed. I couldn't even begin to tell you where to look for it. And there's something else.
What?
The power usage indicators just jumped through the roof, as though the program is suddenly using extra power for some reason.
So what do you make of it?
I don't know, but it's steadily increasing.
Suggestions?
Well, I don't have any, except... to purge the entire system.
Reformat the hard drive?
Yes, but doing so will mean destroying all of the work we've put into it over the years, not to mention erase all of the amazing Imagination Station programs we've created.
All right, do it. Purge the system.
Are you certain, Mr. Whittaker?
Hey, have you guys seen...
Just a second, Connie. Well, we have no choice, Eugene. We have backups of the programs at a secure location, so we aren't really losing anything but the time it will take to reload the system.
A considerable task, to say the least.
Yeah, I know. But we're out of options. Purge it.
Yes, sir.
Now, what did you want, Connie?
Aubrey's disappeared. Have you seen her?
Ready to purge system.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Wait a minute, Eugene.
Waiting.
Dr. Blackguard, is that you?
Why, yes. Yes, it is. You know, I'm very disappointed in you. I expected far better than puny antivirus measures. You insult me with such child's play.
Well, I think we have something here you're going to like. Go ahead, Eugene.
Again, I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Why not?
You tell him, my dear.
Why are you trying to hurt Dr. Blackguard, Mr. Whittaker?
Aubrey!
What's she doing in there?
Quiet, quiet. Aubrey, is that really you?
Yes?
Get out of there right now!
Why? I'm fine. Dr. Blackguard hasn't even taken a step in my direction.
Aubrey, listen to me. You don't know what you're doing. This is more serious than you realize.
I don't think so, Mr. Whittaker. Dr. Blackguard is all right. And from what I've seen of him so far, those stories you all told about him are anything but true.
Aubrey, get out of that machine. I mean it.
I will. Later. Right now I'm having too much fun. Can I go into the vortex now, Dr. Blackguard?
Of course, my dear. Have fun.
Bye, Connie. Bye, Mr. Whittaker.
Aubrey!
come back here! Aubrey!
I'm afraid she can't hear you any longer.
Blackguard, what have you done to her?
Physically, nothing yet. But make no mistake, Whittaker. She's under my control. Destroy me, and you run the risk of destroying her as well.
Let her go, Blackguard.
Oh, my, 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 aren't you the emotional one? Well, it won't do you any good. If you want her that badly, Whittaker, you're going to have to come in here personally and get her. If you have the courage, that is.